Structures youth may not be getting the best press, but tonight you can hear from some who've got, well, gone on to make some sweet music. A large group of youths have gathered in Shrewsbury last night. They came up from as far away as Bishop's Castle in Oswestry, and they came with one thing in mind. The formation of a new Shropshire youth choir. Yes, Shropshire's youngsters may not always get that good press that perhaps they deserve, but they are making music. BBC Radio Shropshire's Sean Fogarty went along with his ears pinned back.
They met at Mealbrace School, and although most had never set eyes on each other before, they were soon shedding inhibitions, as the man behind the idea, Robert Harper, had them going through a range of warming-up exercises.
Everybody jump! Up! Warm it up!
Robert decided to try and form a choir after the recession put paid to his jewellery business.
Oh, we had a big business and it failed. We were one of the statistics of the recession last year. We had 7 staff and unfortunately we all lost our jobs, me and my wife. And so I had time at the beginning of this year trying to figure out what to do with my life again and realised that I'd left my passion behind, which was composing, conducting and singing. So now I'm trying to do this for Shropshire. Because I discovered that what was I going to do in Shropshire that wasn't going to tread on other people's toes? And I spoke to the Shropshire Music Service and discovered that they didn't have a mixed youth choir for teenage age range. They've got a junior choir, very good choir, and a great girls choir. For one reason or another, they don't now have a mixed youth choir. And I thought that was a bit of a shame.
Choirs are all the rage at the moment, aren't they, thanks to Gareth?
Gareth Malone, yeah. I discovered him after I decided to do this. And I kind of wished I'd had time to find out about him 3 years ago, when apparently that was when he first had his programmes on the television. But as I say, 70, 80 hours working week with my business, I didn't even notice that he existed. And I decided to do this. I set up a website and set myself up on Twitter and asking people in the local area who would like to help. And it's just been very, very exciting. I'm really enjoying it. It's just an exciting time to get this together. As you say, there are lots of people who know about Gareth Malone and the programmes on the television. And I guess I sort of happily come along at the right time when he's made it popular. And hopefully we'll get a lot of children involved because of that.
It wasn't a bad start, with around 20 youngsters turning up for the very first meeting. Natalie Bald, Liam Thomas and Charlie Ashton all brought some experience to the proceedings.
I love singing and I recently left another choir because of my job, so I thought coming here would get me back into singing. Just to keep singing and have some fun, make some friends.
I've been in quite a few musicals and I just wanted to carry on singing without the musical bit, so I thought I'd join.
Carry on singing without the musical bit?
the acting bit. I mean.
Uh-huh.
Maybe get in a few concerts and enjoy myself.
Charlie?
Well, I go to my college choir and Shropshire Girls Choir, so I thought I might as well just come along and see what it's like.
You can be the ringer. Most impressive. So you'll be in 3 choirs then?
Yeah.
Isn't that overkill a bit?
I don't mind. I enjoy it.
The Shropshire Girls Choir is very highly thought of, isn't it?
Yeah. We went to Belgium not last summer, the summer before, and we're going to France this summer as well.
So? Were they any good? Well, for posterity, this is the Shropshire Youth Choir's very first performance, a Ghanaian hunting song. Not too promising, I hear you thinking. 10 minutes later, the potential was starting to show.
Okay, so 3, 4.
This, isn't it? And they're really good as well. That's BBC Radio Shropshire's Sean Fogarty there with brand spanking new members of the Shropshire Youth Choir. They met at Mealbrace School in Shrewsbury on Wednesday evening, and they'll meet every Wednesday evening, ready to start at 6:30 if you fancy getting your vocal cords around it. We'll continue our series looking at mental health after Desmond Dekker here at BBC Radio Shropshire. You can